It is Headwaters coming up at the top of the hour. Do take care.
An exciting morning with lots of good things going on. You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
It is time now for Headwaters with Malachi Coons.
Rode here on the bus, now you're one of us. It was magic.
Yeah. Love is pure gold, and time a thief. We'll lay, darling, we'll lay. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon. To me and soon speak low.
Billie Holiday, that one, Speak Low, from her All or Nothing at All album, one of the last few that was released during her lifetime, recorded at the end of the 1950s. Really like that tune. Great lineup on that one. I believe she had Ben Webster playing saxophone on that one. Gil Scott-Heron before that, talking about Lady Day right there, along with John Coltrane from Pieces of a Man. We had Sweet Meg, and always kicking off our show today, Dreams Tonight, or Always If You Are a Vampire. My name is Malachi Coons, hosting the show this morning. Thank you for tuning in. I host Tuesdays, Headwaters, your source for great music. You can hear it every weekday on KAXC. Kari Hedlund will be hosting tomorrow. I'm playing tunes for you until 11 o'clock today. We got lots of fun stuff on the way. In just a moment, brand new stuff from British soul mod legend of many different areas, Paul Weather. He has a new covers album out with some fun stuff. We're going to be digging into that later on. We will hear from artists like Ross Thorne from Duluth. The folk musician's got a new album out. We've got Margot Price, our Grand Rapids Riverfest performer, in just a few weeks now. Plus some soul music from Mabel John. I got some Syd Barrett on the way today of Pink Floyd and solo fame. Charlie Crockett has a new album out. Taylor Ray, and much, much more. Our album of the week is Folk Bits Trio. We'll hear from them in just about 15 minutes. Support for KEXC comes from our listener members and from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. Northern Community Radio's Board of Directors meets at 6 o'clock Monday night, August 25th at KBXC in Bemidji. This is an open meeting. Members and the general public are invited to attend. For more information, email comments at kaxc.org or call 218-326-1234 during business hours. Regular meetings of our Board of Directors are held the fourth Monday of the month. The board's meeting schedule is available at kaxe.org. We also receive support from the First National Bank of Coleraine. Since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. More information at coleranebank.com. Our question of the week, have you ever lived with roommates? Tell us about your good and not so good experiences. I'm guessing folks have got some stories along those lines. The one I was talking about yesterday morning, which is always the first one that's going to come to mind, is one of my best buds met as roommates. Didn't really know each other, but each knew someone else who added the people into the fold to kind of fill out a full four-person house. And we since became pretty much best buds. So that is definitely the good experiences of being forced to live with someone. You can probably grow to hate people as well. Whatever your stories are, send them in, 218-326-1234. Also, come say hi this Friday. Myself and Kari Hedlund are going to be hosting some shows down at the Minnesota State Fair. We are at the Ampers booth in the Education Building. Going to be having a lot of fun. We'll be playing some tunes, hosting this show right here, plus some more music and different events live from the fair. So you can come say hi, see how we look when we do radio, and much, much more. That probably doesn't appeal to you at all. Nonetheless, it's been a while since I've been to the fair. I've never actually really been to the Minnesota State Fair, only for work a different time. So sort of sacrilegious to live in Minnesota and not to be head over heels, but I'm going to try my fair share of disgusting foods on a stick because that is what appeals to me about going in the fair. You know, there's always people waiting in giant lines for like healthy, good, fun foods. And that, I don't know. We'll see. I'm getting way off track here. Paul Weller of The Jam and of The Style Council has a new solo covers album out. It's called Find El Dorado, which is a fitting title. Find the City of Gold, I guess that translates to. And it is very much a covers album where you learn so many new things just by looking into what songs he's covering. This is, I guess, the opposite of like a Beatles cover album. He is drawing from obscure theme songs from TV shows that he grew up with, from old Scottish folk musicians. He's got kind of soul classics. He's got these French psych rock bands he's covering. Just an interesting listen and an interesting little Google session if you're into that kind of thing with music history. There are also some covers of the Bee Gees and the Kinks and Merle Haggard. So some more well-known ones. A very interesting album. And I'm going to play something for you that Paul Weller dredged up from a Austin, Texas soul singer named Willie Griffin, who released two songs, a single 7-inch back in 1984. And it is kind of one of those deep cut, rare soul finds that is just a really fun song. And we're going to play Paul Weller's version of the A-side, and then I'll play the original B-side for you. Here is Paul Weller's new music, When There's Smoke, There's Fire.
Fire. finally got the nerve. You just smiled, then you gave me the word. You were so beautiful. All I could think of was how I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
You might be easier to let you go this way. Climb a mountain, breathe elevated air. But I think that we both know that this whole thing has got
a low. You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
It's got a low. This whole thing has got a low undertone.
You have no idea.
This whole thing
has
got a low undertone.
Stop asking all these questions.
This whole thing has got a low undertone.
It's a new one from Taylor Ray here on People Powered Radio KAXE. Her new album's called The Void, getting a little more soulful, a little more funky. It was produced by Eric Krasno. So that makes sense. Last album was a little more Americana, I'd say, but loving the sounds on this new one. That's called Undertone. We had Willie Griffin before that, I Love You, from 1984. And the A-side of his one and only single, we heard Paul Weller cover it before that. New music from the Jam icon, When There's Smoke, There's Fire. I'd also urge you, in your own time, to check out Willie Griffin's original of that one. Also a very interesting tune. You'll be hearing more of those obscure Paul Weller covers going forward on KAXC. And you will be hearing our slice of green cheese in just about 15 minutes here on Headwaters. And we get back to the tunes in just a moment. I've got our album of the week coming up at 1 o'clock. Kevin Snell is going to be around the River host today. 3 hours of great music picked out. And tonight, John Henningsgaard hosting Out of Bemidji. That is from 7 to 10. On the River is every weekday at 1 p.m. and again at 7. You can also catch it on Saturday as well now, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays is at 4. Sundays are at 1. Shout out to our dedicated volunteers. Checking out some shows that are taking place today. You can find Jason Streitz at the Ore House in Gilbert. That is at 6 o'clock this evening. Good to see some shows back up and running. There have been a brief change over at the Ore House. I think maybe ownership change, but they have been back up and running as one of the main venues for folks to play on the Iron Range. This Thursday, Ted Fader is at Roundhouse Brewery in Nisswa. That is at 5 o'clock. And then this weekend is the Mississippi Headwaters Music Festival. Forge North and more are performing Friday night. You have to find the directions online. It is north of the Itasca State Park North Entrance. And on Saturday, artists like the Kitschy Boogie and Lydia Rose Band, plus more, will be performing over there. We'll keep you updated on lots of different shows as we continue on here on KAXE. Support for this station comes from KD Floral, located on 4th in Minnesota in downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, indoor plants, curated gifts, and space to express your creative side. KDFloral.com on Facebook and Instagram. Support also comes from the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get-Together. 12 days of food, entertainment, agriculture, and industry running Thursday, August 21st through Monday, September 1st. More at mnstatefair.org. It is time for the KAXE Album of the Week. Now would be a good time from the Folk Bitch Trio. They are an Australian trio of high school friends, Heidi Peverell, Jeannie Pilkington, and Gracie Sinclair. And they only formed about 5 years ago, but they sound like they are a family band. Their harmonies are so, have that, I feel like what often you think of, oh, I can tell that this is sisters who have been singing for a long time or whatever the family might be, but only been making music for about 5 years, but sounds like a lot longer. After a handful of singles, the mega indie label Jag Jaguar picked them up for this new album, their debut, and it is all dazzling harmonies and observations on life in your 20s, especially kind of the strangeness of some relationships. And, you know, they kind of have a little bit of a dark, ominous edge to the group, although it's very kind of sweet folk, easy on the ear melodies. It's a nice mix. We're going to take a listen to a song called Foreign Bird. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text 218-326-1234.
saying now would be a good time to have a shotgun. And I believe the things you've heard. Listen to you careful. I know you're a real one. I could love.
patas con el diablo, cuatro patas y nadie te vio. Besabas las nubes y todo tu cuerpo se quemó. Con ganas de aceptar el momento aunque fuera traición. Con el diablo cuatro patas y nadie te vio. Buscabas un pretexto para ser correcto, pero nada te llegó. Te despides a buen momento como una serpiente en su nido. Quizá no vendrá.
Tropa Mágica with Bailando con el Diablo. So much fun. That brother's new album, Para Bailar y Tripiar. Cumbia, definitely having a moment and lots of fun stuff. They've got a variety of stuff on there. It gets a little psychedelic at times. Sometimes almost like reminds me of some Joe Jackson or Nick Lowe type stuff with a cumbia edge. But cumbia always the base for that duo. We heard from Hello before that. I heard that in a TV show I was watching the other day. British glam band. Love the drums on that one. That was one of their big hits. Then She Kissed Me and our album of the week from folk bits trio Foreign Bird. The new album's called Now Would Be a Good Time. If you liked it, you didn't like it, any of the songs you're hearing, text in 218-326-1234. We always appreciate hearing from you about what we're playing, about the conversations we're having. You name it. That comes right to us and it's a lot of fun. I heard from DJ Dang earlier on. We had some Gil Scott Heron at the start of the show, and he was letting me know that Gil Scott Heron's father was actually a famous soccer player, one of the first black players in Scotland. So you got anything like that to share along with your thoughts? It's always fun to hear. Love to learn about the music we're playing or about stuff that we even should be playing as well. It's KEXC, People Powered Radio, coming up in just a moment. The Daily Slice of Green Cheese. First up, let's take a check in on our weather right now around the area. Still mist here in Grand Rapids. It is up to 70 degrees. Fog over in Hibbing, a little cooler, 68. 72 in Brainerd. Sun is maybe starting to come out down to our south. Today's forecast, we do have that fog, maybe some drizzle even this morning. Gradually becoming sunny throughout the day, highs around 80. Partly cloudy overnight, lows in the upper 50s. More dense fog tomorrow morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs near 81 as some more summery temperatures come into the area. That'll continue Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s to the west. In the Midgey area, there's a slight chance of afternoon showers Thursday afternoon. Keep you posted on that as we get closer. All righty. It is time for our slice of green cheese. So get your phones ready to call in. Be the first to call in with the correct answer. We'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thank you to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. What is the highest point, elevation-wise, in the state of Minnesota? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. Again, the question is, what is the name of the highest point in Minnesota? That is the highest by elevation. Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. You can hold your calls. We have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We'll be right back.
every name in the book, honey. Come on, take your best shot. Take your best shot. Take your best shot. I got my best turned on me, aim in my heart. Come on, take your best shot now. I am the hunter and I am the haunted. I am a baby, I'm wanted. I'm an alchemist teacher, I'm a sinner, I'm a preacher.
Margot Price has been to the mountain, going to the Strays album. I do not know if she has been to Eagle Mountain, Minnesota, the correct answer to our slice of green cheese. Maybe she has. That's the highest point. And that was our trivia question today. Shout out to Steve from Ely, who is heading to Hotel Rapids. Correctly answered that one. Pretty much all, I believe, the highest points are up in that northeast corner of the state. Listen weekdays around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese, and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for our popular green cheese trivia show here on KAXE. Coming up this Saturday, your host will be Mike Berry. If Margot Price has not been to Eagle Mountain, she will be probably the closest she's ever been when she comes to Grand Rapids Riverfest on September 6th alongside Courtney Barnett, all the way from Australia, Jeremy Albino from Canada, and Alan Sparhawk from just over in Duluth. That is our lineup this year. Get your tickets now at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. Also, there is information on volunteering. Still have a few positions to fill out there. So, if that's something you're interested in, check it out, and be sure to get those tickets taken care of, out of the way, so you can kick back and come enjoy some fantastic music right by the banks of the beautiful Mississippi River flowing right outside our studios. Thank you so much for tuning in. That goes a long way as well, along with your membership dollars during this recent fundraising push that we have needed as our federal funding has been cut. Tickets to Grand Rapids River Fest, another piece of the puzzle that helps us out. So please come enjoy some great music. It is like the best thank you gift ever. Is to bring a concert like Riverfest to our area in northern Minnesota. Rural places deserve good quality music festivals too. So that is coming up on September 6th, not too long at all now. Going to play us out this hour. It sounds like I'm done. I'm here with you until 11. You're stuck with me. Then it's the World Cafe. But we're going to wrap up this hour with a little Memphis soul classic. This is Mabel John.
And don't you think I ain't able? conversation. Make it a simple situation. I'm hot in the morning, real cool in the evening. I'll make you wanna come back, or when you think you're leaving. You wear.